yeah. What do you got going there? What's your technology?
I've got a some crazy Plantronics gamers headset. It's pretty badass.
Nice.
Let me tell you, yeah, it's top of the line stuff here at the recycling garbage company. We found it in the dumpster, so.
Well, that's good. As long as it works.
Yeah, they let me buy new stuff.
So, when do we start this thing?
So it's recording now.
That's kind of creepy, Mike. That's cool. You don't have like an intro. There's no music.
Did you ever hear the other ones? Were you able to listen to them?
I listened to 102 with Michelle from Tennessee.
Oh yeah. Okay. Cool.
Yeah. And then I started listening to the first one, and that was a guy that runs another website. What was the deal with that? I thought, you know, when you were talking about it to Michelle, I thought you said something about like, The Walking Dead, but I think I think you dropped off there.
Yeah, we just like certain TV shows and we talk about them, and you know, there's no format to it. It's just shooting the breeze about stuff.
No, I mean the guy from 101. I thought you were saying that.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well,
what was his deal?
He has a site called Behind the Cutting Edge.
Right.
And a lot of amateur podcast people start out that way. They kind of do they critique TV shows that they like.
Oh, okay.
And they just have these little fan sites about TV shows. It's pretty smart, because if you think about like Walking Dead's super popular, so there's an automatic audience like built in to that are ready to listen to stuff like that. So I listened to that podcast, and I wrote to the guy and I said, hey, you know, I'm interested in doing my own podcast. Would you be a guest and just talk to me about what you do? So he did.
I didn't catch the whole thing because all hell broke loose.
Yeah, so you're in your office, huh? You're at work now.
Yeah, I'm getting paid to podcast. I'm a professional podcaster, guest, podcast guest.
Well, you're on the most popular podcast from Forestville, California.
That's terrific. I'm actually I got to check out your feedback on iTunes.
I don't think I have any yet. I think you got to have like a certain amount before they show it.
How many downloads makes you the highest rated podcast in Forestville?
And more than one. Anything more than one.
Awesome. Perfect. So you live in Forestville? That's right.
Yep.
Nice.
Well, dude, you're uncovering the secret to my madness here, because I'm latching onto your popularity as Mr. Comic from Sonoma County.
Oh yeah, that's a good get, Mike. I'm kind of a big deal.
I'm tapping into your crowd.
That's right. That makes sense. I understand. Well, you know, I'll bring the audience.
So do you want
double your one download? No problem.
Do you want to introduce yourself, Casey?
Oh, by the way, yeah. See, this is how it should work. It should be like, welcome to the West Coast podcast. You know, my name's Mike Mack, and with me is Casey Williams, huge local celebrity.
All right.
And he makes you so funny. That's what you should say.
There you go. I don't even have to do anything.
Well, you can put that right at the beginning. We can cut that out, put it at the beginning. We'll get a Boston song on there. Perfect. No problem.
Carbon Copy Corolla's podcast.
Who's that? Never even heard of
we'll
that
get
guy.
We'll get Joe Coy on there doing some drifters.
We'll just make him do it over.
Or some floaters.
And over and over. Yeah. And we'll get David Alan Greer to make him do Teddy Pettigrew again and again. Dance Monkey.
Those guys are awesome.
That's the one thing about Corolla's getting out of touch, Mike. I don't know what to do about that guy.
You mean he's getting too mainstream?
Well, he's always been kind of out of touch, right? Like, you notice that every time the guy mentions how much something costs, he's always like wildly wrong. You know, like he says stuff is 99 cents when it's really, you know, like 20 bucks. You know what I mean? Like he doesn't work. I don't think he actually goes out and buys stuff for himself. But
right.
Now he does every single podcast as if it's a fresh new audience every time. And so it's you get about maybe what, 8 minutes of new stuff. Like the news is like the best part because it's new stuff, except it seems like he's just so quick to try to like, how can I turn this into, you know, that story about, you know, me and Donnie sleeping on the beach in Tijuana, you know, or how quickly can I, you know, turn this into a car thing or,
right.
You know, And I don't know. I'm wondering, you know, what's going on there.
I don't know. I think that's just his thing. You know, it's all about him. He talks like 90% of the time, no matter who else is on. He takes over every conversation, interrupts people. Isn't that kind of why we love him?
Oh, yeah. No, that, well, that and the, I like his philosophies on a lot of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of the extra, like, just bullshit involved in life, you know?
I love his rants and raves. Those are the best.
The cool thing is my wife doesn't listen to him or even know who he is. So, you know, I'm hilarious because I just repeat his shit to her. She thinks it's funny. I was getting ready to, you know, I'm doing comedy tomorrow night. And I was talking about how I got to write a new bit, you know. And she goes, you know, I think it's so funny the way you rant about left turn arrows. You should do something about that.
Dude, that's great. I did that the other day with someone in my car. She's like, are you crazy?
Oh, because you ran it?
You're so bold. We were going to the Grayton Casino, and we were in the back area, back by like Stony Point Road, where there's nobody back there. Sure. I'm like, oh yeah, I do this all the time. Took a left on a red.
Oh yeah, I'll run on red light. Shit, there's nobody around at night. You know, there's one by my house. You know, coming up Bene Valley Road, and that light's red, and you'll just sit there, no cars for miles.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So I'll just run it. So you thought that was funny that I was downloading Skype?
Like you're totally prepared. Oh, I guess I better download that program now.
What's that called again? No, this is – okay, check this out, though. This is why I didn't get to finish your first podcast. I did the biggest rookie mistake ever. I mean, this computer is kind of hating it, which is funny because I'm usually the guy people call when they have computer problems. But I don't know. Like, you know how, like, the mechanic in the neighborhood always has a car up on blocks that's been sitting there for a year? That's kind of like how my computer is.
Right.
And – I searched Skype and I clicked on Skype, but I got a redirect. Okay. So there's some bug somewhere in my Chrome or some shit. But so it redirected me to like ifreesoftware.com, right? But it was like download Skype, click here. So I was kinda as usual doing like 8 things at the same time. And so it came up and I clicked download, and then I'm listening to your podcast and I'm, you know, doing other crap. And it goes through the whole thing, and then all of a sudden, like, I start getting these, like, spy bot alerts, you know? Like,
right. Hey,
we're blocking this registry change. I'm like, good job. And then I realize
good
that...
Good job, yeah. Boys.
And then Skype comes up, but so does all this other bullshit, right? Like, just all this, you know, weather, AccuWeather, you know, just all that shit. And so I had to do a system restore, which took forever, so...
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
That's why I was late. Sorry for the, you know, the 2-minute tardiness. But God, I felt so dumb.
That's okay. You know? Well, you know, I was thinking I'd do like a little podcast of you to help promote your show, and you could play it and kind of, you know, share it with your friends. But it sounds like you're already sold out, so.
Oh, yeah. Tomorrow night?
Yeah.
This won't be up before then anyway.
Yeah, it'll be. This will be on the air 5 minutes after we're done.
Oh, terrific. Good. Well, I should tell you, have you ever noticed that, like, people, when they get viruses, will tell you that they're illegally downloading movies and music so that you don't think that it's from porn? Like, that's how I was thinking about that today when I had the Skype problem. I'm like, shit, now I got all this pop-up stuff, you know?
It's yeah, funny. But this, I mean, this will come through, like, iTunes. People trust iTunes.
People love iTunes. No, I was talking about my Skype redirect rookie maneuver.
Oh, yeah. What kind of computer? Are you using a Windows computer?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're all Mac guy, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
Makes sense.
I have virtual Windows on my Mac, but I like Mac now. It's really good. Like, this will be recorded, and then I'll go into GarageBand, and then it goes through an Apple site and goes all, you know, it's like totally seamless.
Perfect. Makes it easy.
Well, since we don't have to promote your sold-out show, Mr. Sonoma County, what... You want to talk about anything and anything else on your mind?
What are you doing on New Year's?
I'm going to watch my nephew play in the Bad Apple String Band.
I like those guys.
Oh yeah,
I saw the video on their Facebook page.
Well, you're acting like we haven't spoken about this before.
It's for radio, Mike. Come on, be a professional.
But yeah, sure, they're awesome, man. They're they've switched a couple different types of music though. They were ska.
Were they?
They were kind of folksy. Now they're bluegrass. They're good though.
They played ska, like, so they've been around for 20 years, or they played ska, like, they're younger, right?
Yeah, well, they started in 1954, and then they
worked. Oh, wow, that's amazing.
No, my nephew's 22, so they just try different music and play what they like.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I like ska. I totally used to go to ska shows at the Phoenix when I was a kid.
Yeah, you know? Cool.
When I was a young lad. Well, those guys are playing at Sally Tomato, so you can promote that on January, what, 11th, 10th?
10th, I think.
That's good. Yeah. I should have worked that out.
That's a great idea. I should do a podcast with my nephew.
You should. You should get him on there and talk about his illustrious 30-year music career.
But, you know, our listeners in New York won't know Sally Tomatoes in Roner Park, so.
Wow. They'll have to fly in.
We got to keep it kind of continental.
So that'll be tough.
I actually started writing down some stuff like, what would I talk about with Casey if I, you know, outside of just like the comedy thing. And
oh, okay.
I heard this. Did you hear that, you know, that Duck Dynasty guy that got in trouble for talking smack about gays and shit?
I did.
He was in the same football draft as Terry Bradshaw.
Really?
Yeah.
What position did he play?
I think he was a quarterback, and I think I think Bradshaw moved up in the draft because he dropped out. He was like a stud football player,
huh?
Back in whatever, like what was Bradshaw? You know, 71 or what? You know, 68. You know, way right. The hell back there,
right?
And he was in school in Louisiana somewhere, and he dropped out to do whatever, work for his family, and here he is now, Mr. Duck Controversy guy.
Mr. Duck Dynasty. That guy's rich, though, right?
Like, oh, yeah. They invented the duck call.
They invented the duck call? Or did they – I mean, they couldn't have invented it, right? Or is it one of those legacy things where his, you know, great-great-granddaddy invented the duck call and all duck calls go through his family?
Yeah, kind of. I don't know if he's the great-granddaddy or if he had another guy before him. But, yeah, they kind of had that, you know, old-school patent for the duck call, I think.
I don't even understand why that was a controversy. I mean, I expect a lot more from my redneck reality stars, you know? Like, I mean, that's what I was thinking. Like, what now? Now you're going to tell me he's racist, too? Like, what? How disappointing, you know? I mean, what do you expect the guy to say?
I know.
Look at him.
Why are they on TV? They're like whacked out, funny, goofy family, you know?
Right, which is fine. I mean, you look at the guy and you think, oh, this guy doesn't like gay people. You know what I mean? Like, it's okay. It doesn't, you know, he's not a politician or anything.
Yeah, I mean, they have drunken riding lawnmower races in their front yard.
Right. I don't know if the gays want that guy on their side. You know what I mean? They're busy. They're too busy being fabulous to be dealing with duck calls and shit.
Yeah, they're better off.
Yeah. You know? I mean, it's fine. I don't even see – I think that we tend to make issues out of non-issues a lot. Like,
oh,
we're just looking for something to do the, like, ooh, you know, look what he did, you know? When in reality, it's like, I can't imagine a single person being offended by what that guy said.
Well, even worse. He's more misogynist, too. Like, he's talking about how if you find yourself a woman that can cook, you got to keep her, you know, keep her in the kitchen and, you know, she'll make you happy. And it's like, that's all women can offer is, like, you know, domestic skills to help support the guy.
Right. Yeah. No, I mean, I mean, if you look at the audience of that show, you know, so I'm sure many of those people are going to maybe even agree with what he's saying, but I can't imagine the gay community being offended by it. Like, oh, you know, there's a redneck that's got like 300-year-old ideals about the way the world works, you know?
From the South? I don't know. They might stop watching his show.
Right. Well, and then it becomes some huge counter, like, crusade against A&E for taking him off the air. You know, now it's like, well, we can't have freedom of speech in this country, you know? And A&E is just so scared. They just, we got to suspend this guy. We don't know what to do, you know? Because they're so afraid of having you know, who GLAAD or whoever the heck's going to come after them.
Right. You know. But they got, you know, they got their eyes set on their money. You know, their money meter is definitely working because they put him back on for no good reason. He didn't come up with an apology, or he pretty much said, I said what I said and I kind of meant what I said, you know, and they put him back on. So,
right.
And they started losing. Apologize. They start losing their audience. Then they start saying, "Well, now wait a minute. Maybe the guy does have a point that he should be able to say what he wants to say."
Yeah, I mean, really, I just don't. I mean, everybody's entitled to their opinion. I don't think what he said was like hurtful. You know, I mean, it wasn't meant to be hurt. It wasn't. It wasn't said with malice. It was just, "Hey, this is what I believe." You know, if you're gay, the big fairy tale giant in the sky is going to get you, you know, or I mean, he probably didn't put it like that, but
well,
Casey, do you watch that show?
Maybe you better re-examine your social mores a little closer.
Somebody needs to read the Bible again. Sorry. I'll work on that.
In other news, I'm looking at the news. ESPN hires Tebow is the headline on Drudge.
ESPN hired him.
Yeah.
Terrific.
I didn't even know they had a team.
Oh my gosh! So, what's he gonna do?
I don't know. He's, you know,
Monday Night Football.
Maybe, yeah. He's
perfect.
Pretty. He's pretty clean cut. You know, he's definitely got a big audience. So why not?
Right. Right.
I like Tebow.
Yeah.
He never got really much of a chance. You know.
Oh yeah, he definitely didn't get a fair shake. And you know, I just better not find out that. He thinks that homosexuality is against his religion, because I will be sorely disappointed.
Yeah.
What a controversy that'll be. So they didn't say what he was going to do, huh? They just hired him.
Hires Tim Tebow for pregame SEC show. So it's college.
College. I don't watch college football, Mike. So college a bad person.
And even more limited than just college. It's like SEC college.
Huh. Yeah, I can't get into it. Every once in a while, if it's on, like at a bar, I'll sort of get into the game. But yeah. But I'm also not one of those guys that'll sit and watch like every football game on Sunday either. Like not with regularity. I mean, I will, but not. It's not my whole Sunday isn't football. Like I'll watch the Niners. You know.
Yeah.
Yesterday I watched football all day. That was great. Great day of football. Holy crap.
It was a lot of decisions or a lot of final positions got determined on the last day.
I was really hoping that the Niners would be going to Chicago next week.
I know they screwed it up.
We were talking about that, how we'd have to get together with you and our buddy Jeff, who's also a Chicago fan.
Yeah, yeah. So 4th and 8. If anybody didn't see it, 4th and 8, they had the Packers like down to the last inch of life, and they've let him off the hook.
Yep.
Let him off the hook.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't watching the game, obviously. I was watching the other game. But we kept seeing the, you know, they kept taking us back over there. That field looked awful. What's going on there?
Yeah, well, Chicago, it was like 15 degrees, you know, middle of winter.
Yeah. Yeah, well, luckily the Niners get to go to, you know, balmy Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Right. Sure. They'll take care of Green Bay, though. That was the thing with – I'm a Chicago fan, but they wouldn't have had much of a chance against whoever was coming in next, you know, Seattle or San Francisco or I don't even know who else, Carolina, New Orleans.
Right. Or the Cardinals. They could have got in, right, if they would have won?
Yeah, man. Last week, as a 49er fan, you should have had some lumps in your throat at that ending. They were about to lose that game.
Oh yeah, they sure were about to lose that game. We were there. Chris and I went to the ballpark.
Oh, nice.
It was fantastic. It was such a, I mean, huge crowd. No Atlanta fans. I got to go with my dad. It was my first game, football game I've been to with my dad. I've been to the Stick for, you know, Giants games with him.
Uh-huh.
But we'd never gone to a Niners game together. He used to go with my grandfather, his dad, and they wouldn't take me because they told me it was too violent, which I think really was just they only had two tickets, you know?
Right.
But they used to go, and then so I finally got to go. It was pretty cool. And so the buzz was maybe Paul McCartney is going to gonna come out, right? Because he said that it would be cool to play another concert at the Stick before they tore it down, right?
Yeah.
Because you know that was the last Beatles concert,
right?
And then so they were telling us on the radio, you know, stay after the game, like don't leave early. We got a big surprise, you know. We can't tell you what it is, right? And so everybody's going, oh, Paul McCartney's there. And so they cut to, well, they had Chris Berman, which is terrible. And then big stage comes out, and it's Boys to Men.
Oh, man.
Boys to Men.
Well, maybe McCartney was a Falcons fan.
Maybe. I don't know. You'd think he would I don't know. I think that there's no way they would have been able to keep that a secret if Paul McCartney was in San Francisco. You know, with the British tabloids and all that stuff. I mean, there's just no way.
Yeah. And, so
and how fast men probably just, you know, go ahead. Sorry.
How fast did the stadium empty out as soon as they figured out it was not Paul McCartney?
That's the thing. So a lot of people started leaving, and but they also had fireworks after that set to Journey, who should have been there. Journey, oh, right. Lewis. You know, somebody local, Sammy Hagar even, you know, some San Francisco.
Santana, yeah.
Santana would have been cool. Yeah, Boyz II Men have no connection at all. They wanted them to play that, you know, End of the Road and Hard to Say Goodbye. They play a lot of funeral songs, I guess. You know, all their songs are about walking away and leaving someone.
So what other podcasts do you like besides Corolla?
Let's see. I listen to on his network. His new app sucks, by the way. The guy's got somebody's like just screws up for him all the time. You ever notice how many times things just go wrong for that guy? Like he had the label wrong, and so he had to wait like another month and a half to get his Mangria out because they didn't put something correct on the label. It's like, who's in charge over there?
Or they never shipped the right amount.
Right. And yeah. the app was fine. And then they decided to release a new app, but there was no information given, right? So it was just all of a sudden the app's dead. So then people are like, what's going on? Like 3 days later, they say, oh, there's going to be a new app. Then they release the new app, and it's only his stuff. You can't get I like the Adam and Ray, Ace on the House. I like that one.
Yeah. So the new app's out now?
Yeah, there's a new app, but it only has the Corolla podcast. So you can't get any of the other stuff. Huh. Which, I mean, I dig, yeah, On the House and the Adam and Drew. You know, it's like Love Line all over again.
Right.
Which is pretty cool.
Yeah, I like that one too. I used to like Larry Miller too, but he kind of, since he had that accident, he's really kind of dropped off.
Yeah, I haven't heard him, but yeah, he's another one. He make him come on and do that stupid hypothetical road trip thing. It's
right.
Like, all right, enough. Like that bit is sailed. But I listen to I like Bill Burr. He's got a good one. And Jay Moore.
Yeah, I like Jay Moore. And that's how about Joe Rogan?
Joe, you know, I just listened to, or I watched it actually, because it's a video thing, but it's, he had Maynard James Keenan from Tool on there. You heard of Tool?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and he makes wine too. He's got a winery in Arizona. So I watched that. Well, I sort of listened to it. I didn't watch it, but, and he's, you know, I've always liked Joe Rogan. I mean, he's kind of out there. He's a pretty wild dude for sure.
Yeah. I like him. How about Brian Callen?
I have not.
He's good. He mixes like every other show is like comedy one show, and the next show is like some author. It's kind of serious. It's good. It's a good blend of you know, it's not just funny slapstick stuff all the time.
Is it a daily podcast or is it a?
No,
weekly?
I don't think so. I think it's a couple times a week.
Huh? He's a stand-up, right? I think I've seen him. I haven't seen him live, but I've seen his special.
Yeah,
you should check out Bill Burr too.
I like Bill Burr a lot.
Yeah, that guy's hilarious. He definitely, like, no one could do his material but him, I don't think.
He's very simple too. Like somebody will say something and he'll be like, "What does that mean? What does that word mean?" You know, I don't have an example, but like a word everybody kind of knows. he's just kind of street smart.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I love Bill Burr. He was Kubi on Breaking Bad.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, he was the guy that scammed the... Did you ever watch Breaking Bad?
No, man. Oh, people talk to me about that like they just assume because, you know, the entire world watched it, but not me, man.
Well, he's the redheaded guy in Breaking... He did a couple different roles, but he was funny.
I've never seen an episode of Duck Dynasty either.
Yeah, neither have I.
Okay, good. Good for you. I wish I had more time to... You know, when I was unhappily married, I used to watch a lot more TV.
Yeah.
It's funny how that works, you know?
Yeah, well, it's good to not have time to watch TV, actually, if you're in a good relationship. And
right. How often are you doing these podcasts?
Well, here's the deal. I the very first one was like 2 or 3 years ago. I'm like, I really want to do this. And then I just didn't have time. I was, you know, I'm an entrepreneur too. I have like my own business. So I'm like running out of time all the time. But, I also didn't put enough effort into it and I just didn't figure it out. So I did that one podcast, then didn't do another one for like 3 years. and then I have my friend Michelle and I do them every now and then, not under a regular schedule.
Oh, okay.
But I would like to. I'd like to do at least one a week. I try to do one a week for my business, you know, which is like just serious stuff. It's not funny. But I'd like to do kind of a funny one, at least once or more a week. You know, just get a regular one going.
Yeah, absolutely. You should. Why not? I mean, and you should post it on your, through social media and stuff, so people know it's out there.
Yeah.
And maybe make it local. You know, I mean, I think those people in New York that are probably buying plane tickets right now to come see your nephew at Sally Tomatoes in Rona Park, January 10th, 8 o'clock. I think there's a lot of people sort of, you know, this is like a vacation spot, right?
So, oh, absolutely.
I mean, it might be kind of interesting to hear sort of what it's really like. In the wine country,
yeah, you know, kind of the unpolished, semi-dirty underside of what's going on here.
Semi-dirty, as dirty as it gets here in the wine country. but you know, I mean, back to Corolla again. He talks a lot about LA, you know, a lot, and he'll get into like, oh, off this street, kind of like we did earlier. Actually, I was gonna say like Yalupa, you know, who knows where that is, but he does a lot of that, you know. Oh, you know, when it's backed up to Las Cienega and Wilshire and blah, blah, you know, especially if he's talking to another LA guy.
Right.
And then they just, you know, get into it. Are you from Chicago, Mike? I always wanted to ask you that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, suburbs of Chicago.
And but you were
I lived in the city of Chicago, like right in the downtown part of the city after college. But yeah, I grew up like 10 miles north of downtown as a kid.
What made you move to California?
Just my other people had moved here. My brother lived here and his family, and I came out to visit a few times, and I just really dug it. It's just, you know, once you come here, it's awesome. There's no place like California, man, for climate and stuff to do. Just beautiful scenery and geography, mountains and ocean. You know, redwood forest, wineries.
I'm in. I'm sold. Have you always lived up here in the North Bay, or have you?
Always except for 6 months. I lived in L.A. for 6 months for work and couldn't wait to leave and get back up here.
You didn't like it?
No. It's like Carolla says, man, it is all traffic. Everywhere you go, you're in traffic. It's graffiti and, you know, barbed wire around churches and stuff.
It is insane how you'll look at a place and you'll go, oh, yeah, I'm going to go, you know, like I'm going to go to Disneyland, right? And it's, you know, it's 19 miles away and it takes you an hour and a half to get there.
Right.
You know, it's just nuts. I mean, here we like gripe about, oh, you know, all the way in Petaluma, you know, which is about 17 miles away and takes, you know, half an hour.
Right.
And it's like, no, I can't do that. That's, the thing, but I always kind of wished I had lived in LA, just tried it, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's different. It's good. It's good to get that perspective of it.
I think, well, you know, because you know how hilarious I am, this podcast notwithstanding. and I always thought that it would be cool to go down there and try to do something, you know, in the entertainment industry. But it's too late for me now. So
why, man?
So, well, I'm 37.
So what?
I don't know. I just think, you know, when I was 27, probably would have been. Although I didn't know shit back then.
Hey,
you know,
funny is funny. Doesn't matter when you start.
I was, yeah, that's true. That's true.
When are you going to start, by the way?
When am I going to start? If you have me back, I'll be funnier. Promise. There are a couple comics out there that didn't get their start until, like, Lewis Black, I think, wasn't, you know, he was like in his 40s, right, when he started.
I don't know Lewis Black.
You don't know who Lewis Black is?
Yeah, is that
you've not heard of Lewis Black?
That's not Louis C.K.
Nope, Louis C.K. is a different dude. Lewis Black, he was on The Daily Show a lot, and he sort of does his own thing. A lot of real political stuff, a lot of ranting. You'd probably like him, actually.
I'll check him out. So, what other secrets of Sonoma County would you tell people? What's a good reason to come to Sonoma County?
Well, that is a really good question. I think the cool thing about where we live in Sonoma County is that it's got sort of a small town feel, you know, like people sort of know each other. You're always kind of 6 degrees, but it's a big enough city. There's 160,000 people in Santa Rosa that, you know, it's not like you have to shop at Walmart, you know. In fact, we don't even have a Walmart, which is awesome. Go us. So – you know, anything you want is available, but we're also an hour from San Francisco, which to me, and I've been to a lot of major cities, San Francisco is the best one, I think. I mean, I don't know about, I mean, no offense to Chicago, but it really, I mean, with the climate and the charm of the city, it's just amazing. So, and of course we have perfect weather, right?
Yeah.
But the other thing I notice when I come home is, just the backdrop of Santa Rosa. Like when I drive home on Highway 12, it's like these, you know, mountains just are behind it, you know, and they're just gorgeous and they're different colors depending on what time of year it is. And, you know, we've got trees along the sidewalks and we've got, you know, a lot of open green spaces, you know,
right.
Like you're not going to see that in, you know, Bakersfield or or Sacramento, you know, you go to Sacramento and everything's just cement.
Right. Yeah. And for like people back east, like, you know, today's December 30th. It's like 65 degrees and sunny. You know, it's like when I was a kid growing up watching like football games, I'd watch Oakland and think, oh, that Oakland place is paradise, man. Look at that. You know, be like freezing cold, slushy, crappy snow on the ground in Chicago and then be like, beautiful palm trees and sun in Oakland.
Yeah, I know. It's going to be it's kind of unseasonably warm, though, I think. It should be raining by now. I'm a little concerned.
So, Casey, on your comedy show, how long is your set?
It's about 8 minutes.
Yeah.
Maybe it's like 7 or 8. It depends on if people laugh. So
how long did it take you to come up with an 8-minute set?
Oh man, I wrote two of them while we were while we've been talking here. No, it's sort of a long process. Like it usually comes from somebody. Like I'll be in a group setting with like my friends, and I'll say something funny, and everybody laughs, and then I'll sort of add to it, and then like with this the bit that I'm gonna do. Tomorrow, it was kind of like something I'd been sort of joking about. It's sort of the concept that that walking your dog is like Facebook for dogs, right? And it's sort of a I know it sounds hilarious in this setting, but it's sort of like you know, you're drawing the comparisons between they're like, do you have a dog, Mike?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Do you walk your dog though, or are you one of those people that just lets it shit in the backyard?
Well, actually, we have a huge backyard, so they. I walk him sometimes, but he's got like a 2-acre yard to run around in, so he can do whatever he wants. Like he doesn't, right. He's not inside all day and, oh, you're home, take me out and walk me. You know, he's outside. He has a door, he can go in and out. But, But yeah, I'm sorry. I was actually looking at the screen, but that is kind of funny. So walking your dog is Facebook.
Right. Well, I have a crappy little condo, so my dog, you know, of course, can't wait to get out. And he's a pretty big dog. So anyway, my point was that I've sort of been saying this, you know, I've said it to a few of my friends. And then I was at dinner with a group, and somebody said, you know, you should put that, like, that would be a good comedy bit. And I was like, oh, okay. And then, so then I had to have an ending for it, you know. So it's kind of like, it's usually just some, you know, I'm always saying some crap to try to make people laugh, right?
Yeah.
And that's why you guys keep me on the softball team pretty much, right? Because I'm hilarious. It's not because I stopped ground balls. I know that for sure. I don't think it's my hitting, so it's got to be my charming personality.
It's your 720 batting average. Casey, when you do your show, do you record it?
I've recorded two of them. I've only done it, I think, three times.
Yeah, so do you get nervous before you go up there?
The first time I did it, I was really nervous. The second time I was not. And then the third time I was kind of nervous because I was doing all new material.
Yeah.
And this guy, I was talking to this guy, his name's William Head, and he's a pretty, like, you know, he's a Bay Area comic. People know who he is, right? And I was telling him, you know, I'm a little nervous. I'm like, I'm doing all new material. And he goes, how many times have you done this? I said, well, this will be my third time. And he goes, oh, your third time at the bowling alley. And I said, no, it'll be my third time, period. And he's kind of like, he goes, so you've done this twice before and you already think you're ready to do all new material, you know? I said, yeah, watch me go.
Why wouldn't one be able to do that? All right, that doesn't sound too odd to me.
A lot of comics, I think they overthink it a little bit, maybe. I think, but people work really hard on their material. You know, they shave it down and shave it down and shave it down and get it down to, and it's sort of something for a lot of comics. It's like, it's really like a piece of themselves that they're sort of floating, sharing with everybody.
Right.
And I'm just trying to get laughs. Like, I don't really. And maybe so, I'm hacky because of that. But
so
I just,
he's saying, don't be so bold to think you can just walk up here and start a new show on your third show and think it's funny enough to be on the same stage with me.
Right. Yeah. And you're doing 8 minutes at these kind of showcase things. First one I did was an open mic. And then the second two were like a showcase thing where a guy like books comics. And luckily I know the guy. So he sort of let me do it.
So how many other people are booked on New Year's Eve with you?
You know, it's funny because I'm not even on the poster, right? I'm just sort of like shoehorned myself in. But it's Juan Carlos, who's pretty prolific local Santa Rosa guy. And then Nick Hoffman, who's really funny, actually. I saw him. He hosted a comedy night for the 2030 Club.
Uh-huh.
And he's great. And then Tony Sparks is like the – he's like – they call him the godfather of Bay Area comedy because he's sort of everywhere. Like, he's in every comedy show, you know, that you see. Like, he hosts a lot. So he's hosting. He actually they actually I was going to host, to be honest, which, again, you know, that guy probably would have said, you know, you think you're already ready to host? Well, yeah, I think so. I'm hilarious. But I was going to do it. And then Juan said, you know, well, what about Tony? I know he wants to work. And I was like, I don't think we can afford him. And then he's like, he'll do it for free. And I was like, done. You know? I mean, what am I going to say, you know? Right. The guy's professional. He does it all the time. He's great at it. In fact, I'm going to start doing comedy night at Sally Tomatoes in Rona Park, celebration destination. 1100 Valley House Drive, Rona Park, California. I'm going to start doing a comedy night there the first and third Tuesday of the month. We're not doing the first Tuesday of January, but we're going to do the third one. That'll be our first one. And he's going to host those. So...
nice.
So I'll always have stage time, Mike. I'll always be able to, you know, go up there and try out new material.
Yeah, cool. And, so, you know, so like on New Year's Eve, it's like four or five. I can't remember how many names you put out there, but they each do like 8 to 10 minutes, or is there like a headliner that does like a 60-minute thing?
You know, I wouldn't know. I guess Juan Carlos would technically be the headliner. On the poster, I sort of made them side by side. But it's really, I think the way it's going to work out is I'm going to go out there and do 8 minutes, and then I'm going to bring Tony up, and he'll probably do 5 or 10 minutes, and then he'll bring up one of them, and they'll do like 20, and then he'll come back out. Like when you host, you sort of do a little, like you usually do a couple jokes in between comics.
Yeah.
To sort of keep the audience going.
Yeah.
So he'll come out and do a couple minutes, and then the other guy will come out and do 20. And then so we budgeted for an hour, but the cool thing is it's not really like we've got a band afterwards, and it's not like a hard out, you know. It's not like we got to clear the room or do anything really. It's all, you know, if the band starts at 9:45 or 10, they're not going to give a shit either way. So.
Yeah, especially New Year's Eve, they're not going to leave at 11:15.
Right, no one's going to leave early, so it doesn't really matter. And if they, you know, we cut into their set time, they'll just play later. They don't care.
Right.
Those guys will play all night, you know.
Well, that's sweet, dude. I'm glad you got that gig. That sounds like a lot of fun. I wish I could go.
Yeah, I wish you could too, but that's cool. I mean, you're going to go support your nephew. And then...
We were trying to tell my nephew what Old Angzine is. He's like, we're telling him, like, oh, you got to figure out a way to work in like a bluegrass Old Angzine. They're like, what's that?
Right.
And, well, we told them, you know, and they're like, oh, yeah, that's great. Well, that's real easy. We'll figure something out.
I dig that that Oh Brother, Where Art Thou vibe they've got.
I know. That's totally them. That was I sent you the video from Halloween. They were all dressed up with the beards and stuff.
Oh, they don't do that every time?
No.
Oh, whoa. We're going to need them to do that.
They'll do it. They're funny.
For the 10th. Yeah, I need to make a poster for that. That's why I need to call him and find out what the deal is. But that's going to be great. I can't wait to see him live, you know. It's an interesting sort of, you know, it's something different.
Yeah, yeah, it's cool. I appreciate you giving him an opportunity.
But we're going to get some big guys, though.
Selly Tomatoes is the bowling alley by the golf course?
No, 1100 Valley House Drive. No. Are you serious right now?
Well, you said somewhere in there you dropped. I've never been there, but you said something about bowling alley.
Oh, well, they have a comedy night at the bowling alley in Rohnert Park as well. Okay. Which is, you know, hilarious, right? I mean, now I could say I've played a bowling alley.
Well, dude, we're at an hour and 15 minutes.
I guess we're out of time. Wow, that went by fast.
On our first podcast. Pretty amazing.
Yeah, well, let's do it again. We'll talk about... softball.
Yeah, well, you can tell me how you did on New Year's Eve.
There you go. I will send you a link, sir, and I appreciate you having me into the beautiful West Coast Project Studios here.
All right, man. You got it. Thanks for coming on.
All right.
Break a leg, dude. Have a good New Year's Eve.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks.
All right. Bye. Bring calm.